Hey, Don, this is John. You're on WGN Radio. Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
I haven't talked to you in a long time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
this is Don Flesch, who runs Central Camera, that famous camera shop in Chicago, which was also famously looted and burned. And this police report just came out, Don, from the Inspector General about how the city handled it. And they said there was a lack of supervision, a lack of coordination. It's a very damning report. And I thought, well, I wonder how the people who were victims, their businesses were raided, say, felt about that. So then we just reached out to say hello and catch up with you. How have you been?
Oh, sure. Oh, personally, fine. The business is coming back. We have a temporary store right next door.
Yep.
Same address. And it's starting to fill out with inventory and nice customers all the time. And York Mints, if you want to come in for a York.
Come in for a what?
A York Mint. Chocolate.
Are you famous for that? Do you hand out York Mints?
No. We've always handed out muffins or other things, and right now it's York Mints because they're individually wrapped. And
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, do you have any wisdom? I mean, so now that the dust is settled on this and they say, boy, we could have done a better job as a business that was destroyed and now has been rebuilt, what do you say about all of that, Don?
Well, I mean, they had lots of businesses that were destroyed, lots of problems, so we don't pin the tail on the donkey in any kind of way. There should have been more follow-up a week after, a month after, something like that, some sort of division from the that would have been set up from the local government. And you know, I left phone calls for our alderman, never got a call back. Left phone calls for our Cook County people, never got a call back. And down the line like that, and those were over the last 2 weeks to a month after the fire, which was what, May 30th.
What did you want to tell them? What did you want to tell them when you were calling?
Well, you wanted to ask them for what kind of advice they had for finding local funding, for how do you take care of your employees, because PPP, all those things didn't happen right away, and sometimes it didn't happen at all. But, you know, you go to the doctor for help, right, because you feel bad, and they give you advice because you tell them what you're feeling. You go to this kind of situation, and you should have gotten something back to tell you. Because that's what they're supposed to do, is help with situations that are uncommon.
Yeah, well, you should at least get a phone call back or an email. Did you ever get any assistance from the city?
No, we did not, which is okay. But we started a GoFundMe, my daughter and one of our employers, and it was outrageous, the response that came from the community. And
I'm not surprised.
And some other places around the country and the world, the store's been around for so long.
Well, do you remember what you told us? I'm not going to keep you real long, Don, but I do remember the fire happened, the next day you were on our show, and we said, what do you think, what do you feel? And you, I can't quote you to you, but you said something along the lines of, you felt bad for the people that were running past you into your store and stealing stuff because obviously these are troubled people. It was such a generous take on your part. Do you remember that?
Pretty much, yeah. There was a lot of conversation, a lot of thinking, a lot of feelings. And I felt very bad for Mr. Floyd, that his name would always be attached to this kind of a situation.
Yeah.
And he had been destroyed for no good reason. And so then you march on. That's all you can do. So.
Yeah. So business is going okay, huh?
The way.
Yeah.
Business is livable. Don't have a lot of employees. Many of them have drifted away, people that we did work with, and we stay in touch. And they're having tough times, and, well, we're not having easy times. So it's that kind of a thing. So.
All right. So it's Central Camera, and it's just across from where it used to be. What's your address at Central Camera?
Right north. It's the first building. It's the first store north of where we were.
Yeah, what's the address on
that? Kramer's. We're using the same address, 230 South Wabash.
230 South Wabash. Okay. You stay well. My best to everybody over there. It's good to hear your voice,
Don. Nice of you to call.